This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, February 15th. God's word for you today is the path. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 4, verse 18. And it says, "The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day." So far, we have looked at two light-forward responses. The first is to learn from the past, and the second is to be mindfully aware of good things that distract from the best things. We need to be mindfully aware of the good path that distracts from the great path. For some people, God has called you to a career or marketplace ministry or business, and that is the great path that God has for you. But for me, the great path is in serving God by serving God's people. The question is, how much will you pay for someone that God gave a brand new physical heart? How much do you want to pay for someone who has a hole in the heart and God healed? How much salary can you give the satisfaction of seeing someone who was hell-bound, heard the gospel, and turned around? God delivered totally. How much can you pay to command demons to go, and they go in the name of Jesus? How much can you pay to see lives saved, families transformed, destinies restored? For me, the career path is good, but being in ministry is the great path God has for me. We all need to be mindfully aware of good things that can distract us from the great things God has for us. For me, the best thing I can do with my life is to serve God by serving God's people. I can write the best software in the world, perhaps, but it will not compare to one soul that makes heaven. Mark 8 verse 36 says, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? So, the soul of a man is worth more than all the money in the world." The lyrics of Jonathan Butler's song captures it very aptly for me when it says, "There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I am amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy. O Lord, I live to worship you." There is no higher calling, there is no greater honor. We need to pay attention to the good things that distract us from the best things. Like I said earlier, these things are not bad. However, because it is not bad, is not enough. The question is it the best thing? Hebrews 12 verse 1 says, "Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up." Yes, sin is an issue and we should deal with sin. But most times, we focus on the sin so much and we ignore the weight that slows us down. These weights are not necessarily sins, but they are not aiding your journey. God says, strip off. After you have learned from the past, without the past discouraging you, after being mindfully aware of good things that distract from the best things, the third light forward is to take decisive action. Do not let this year fool you. We are just in February. So be decisive and take action on the things you need to act on. Let us pray. Father, as I respond to the light forward way, cause my path to shine brighter and brighter in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.